This is the KVNF newscast for Friday, June 28, 2013. I'm Marty Derlin. The Durango Herald reports that the remains of missing 13-year-old Dylan Redwine were discovered by La Plata County law enforcement officials on Thursday. Redwine had been missing since November of last year after traveling from the Colorado Springs area to visit his father near the Vallecito Reservoir. The visit was part of a court-ordered visitation for the Thanksgiving holiday. According to the Herald, authorities would not say whether they suspected foul play, but said the case will continue to be treated as a criminal investigation, as it has been since November. The remains, along with other articles, were found after a five-day search conducted Saturday through Wednesday among deep canyons and dense forests along Middle Mountain Road. Since November, according to the Herald, 15 search efforts have been conducted, and authorities have gathered hundreds of tips. Authorities have not named the boy's father, Mark Redwine, as a suspect, and no arrests have been made. Redwine says he last saw his son before leaving to run errands in Durango, returning 4 hours later to find him gone. As reported by KVNF and the Delta County Independent, a house fire on Monday morning broke out on Bethlehem Road just outside of Paonia along Highway 133. The Independent reports the fire broke out around 7:30 a.m. as homeowner Megan Sievertson awoke to smoke inside the home. Nathan Sievertson told the Independent that 7 people were inside the home at the time of the fire, including 4 children, all of whom were able to escape without injury. Firefighters were stationed at the scene until around 10:30 a.m., and Paonia Fire Chief Mike Byers says an electrical problem likely caused the fire. The family's reportedly looking for a new home while fundraising efforts are beginning to be coordinated. As of Thursday evening, the West Fork Fire Complex burning in southern Colorado had grown to 83,000 acres. Fire behavior had reportedly calmed to minimal, although the potential for growth remained high. Governor John Hickenlooper visited the east zone of the West Fork complex on Thursday morning, received briefings, and visited both the National Guard and Red Cross shelter. The Denver Post reports firefighters are hoping to reopen Highway 160 over Wolf Creek Pass as the weekend's weather forecast brings some promise of rain, with 50% chance of rain expected in South Fork on Friday, alongside calmer winds. The forecast also calls for a 20% chance of rain in the area Saturday through Monday. Beetle-killed trees may not be the driving force behind the West Fork fires, according to the Telluride Watch. The Watch reports that research conducted by Dr. Jason Sebald, forest ecologist at Colorado State University, shows fire risk is extreme during severe drought conditions in subalpine forests, regardless of bark beetle outbreaks. According to the Watch, Sebald says climate change is more to blame for the fire spread than beetles. Sebald says more than a decade of drought in the region has led to low snowpack, a late start to winter, and an earlier snowmelt. Sebald claims many areas in the fire's range would, in previous years, still have been covered with snow. The Watch reports that Sebald's previous research across the state included areas now within the West Fork Fire Complex, where he found spruce beetles to be a regular threat to the area, though they tend to only destroy 30 to 40% of trees. Sebald's research has also shown the West Fork fire area to be relatively immune to fires in the past, due in part to the longer snowpacks of previous years. Sebald previously testified in Washington before the House Subcommittee on Public Lands and Environmental Regulation, where he claimed that bark beetle outbreaks have relatively little impact on fire risk. He also condemned forest thinning projects, saying these can kill seedling trees crucial for forest recovery. Secretary of State Scott Gessler failed to show up for the Colorado County Clerks Association summer conference in Grand Junction on Wednesday, a move that displeased officials there. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Gessler's staff failed to explain his absence at the conference, an event which past secretaries of state have regularly attended. On the agenda was a discussion over controversial elections reform law passed by the state legislature earlier this year. The Sentinel reports that Gessler's spokesperson, Andrew Cole, claimed Gessler's absence was being used as a personal attack against him. The 19th annual Colorado Bike Tour stopped in Paonia earlier this week, where riders were treated to music and drinks on behalf of the town. KVNF was on the ground to capture a bit of the day's fun.
The streets of Paonia were packed with bicycles this past Tuesday as riders in the 19th annual Bicycle Tour of Colorado stopped into town on day 3 of their 438-mile loop across the state. Known as the Crested Butte Loop, the route begins and ends in Canyon City and takes riders through the towns of Buena Vista, Carbondale, Paonia, Crested Butte, and Buena Vista. Traveling through the heart of Colorado's Rocky Mountains, riders climb from a low of about 5,000 feet in Canyon City to a peak of around 12,000 on Cottonwood Pass. The Paonia Chamber of Commerce organized a welcoming festival for the tour, complete with live music, drinks, and crafts from local vendors. KVNF's Joanna Calabrese was on hand for the event, talking with cyclists from around the state, country, and even the world about the ride and their impressions of Paonia. Two women from the East Coast were impressed by the scenery, and one man from Colorado Springs talked about his history with the tour.
The riding's amazing, and the scenery coming down into Paonia was gorgeous. I mean, coming along the lake there was just phenomenal.
It's been well organized. Everybody's been really nice. It's nice to sleep outside. We saw the full moon with the mountains in the background.
Is this your first time on the Colorado Bicycle Tour?
No, this is my 13th. I started when I was 15.
How has it been so far? How long have you been out there?
This is the third day, and it's been a challenge, but a lot of fun. I mean, Independence Pass is one of my favorites, so that's always good. And really like Carbondale and Paonia. I mean, it's beautiful over here. If I would or could, I would move over here.
What's your name?
I'm Dale.
Dale, where are you from?
I'm from Denver.
Have you been to Paonia before?
I have been through. I've been through here on Ride the Rockies before, always on my bicycle. The whole valley is absolutely gorgeous, and people are wonderful, so it's just a great time being here.
What are you looking forward to today?
A beer.
The tour brought together one group of international cyclists to raise money for charity.
Where are y'all from?
I'm from Scotland, England,
Germany,
Philadelphia.
Germany.
Six of us are cycling for a cancer research charity for a Texas Children's Hospital. Our fund stands at $28,000 we've raised in the last 2 weeks, yeah. And that's because everyone, I blog every night, and the more we suffer, the more everyone gives us money.
What's been the most trying or challenging thing so far?
Independence Pass was hell on earth, yeah.
I don't remember seeing you Independence Pass because you were back.
Yeah, I was so far back, yeah.
Joanna asked the riders if they had anything to say to the town of Paonia.
We love you. We love you. Thank you. Really
Thanks
appreciate it.
Thanks for hosting us.
Yeah. Lovely city.
Very nice city.
And we hope we come back.
This is KVNF News.
And thanks to Joanna Calabrese and Travis Bubenik for that report. That concludes the KVNF Morning News. I'm Marty Derlin. Thanks for listening.